Michael, did you know Prosper exists to unleash the potential of every small business?
I sure do, Sean, and that's why thousands of small businesses are thriving with the support of Australia's number one online lender to small business. Prosper, make business happen. Visit prosper.com today. That's P-R-O-S-P-A.
Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business Interview. I'm Sean Aylmer. Anyone hoping for a big salary bump in 2024 could be out of luck. Even with unemployment so low, most employers are not expecting to offer salary increases above inflation. It's one of the key findings from the 2024 salary survey by global recruitment consultancy Robert Walters. Shay Peters is the Chief Executive Officer of Robert Walters Australia and New Zealand. Shay, welcome to Fear and Greed.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Okay, so 58% of employers in Australia and New Zealand aren't expecting to go above inflation for their salary increases. I suppose inflation's pretty high. Is this good news for workers, bad news for workers? Where do they stand?
Oh, look, I think, you know, overall it's probably not great news. I think that, you know, that we've talked about in previous years, the real terms trauma, and I think this is coming to effect now. And that's when your salary increase is unlikely to meet CPI or the cost of living increase, and therefore you're actually taking probably a real terms pay cut. So it's going to be a tough grind, I think, in 2024 as we look ahead. One of the major factors that we're seeing at the moment is, you know, revenue lines for organisations seem to be pretty flat, but their costs are increasing year on year, and so trying to keep up with CPI or cost of living salary increases is unlikely to be sustainable for next year.
Okay, so you're in the business of recruiting and ensuring people are placed with the right in the right jobs, etc. Do you think you're going to get busier now because people start moving jobs because their expectations around salary aren't quite what they have been the last couple of years?
It's a really tough one. So we're in an interesting dynamic at the moment with unemployment still really low. But what I think we're going to see and what we've seen come through the data and the salary survey that we've just launched is that job security has actually moved back into one of the highest priorities for workers. So that might mean that we see a bit of a stagnation in the labour market next year. However, there will be some workers in various industries that haven't been able to get a salary increase where they are. So they may look laterally at opportunities where there is a potential opportunity at a more significant pay rise. It's just a funny dynamic, and we haven't really seen this type of market before with, you know, the stagnation of salaries, but also really low unemployment.
Okay. I want to get to where you might be able to find higher wages in a moment, but just give me a little history lesson. So the last couple of years, job security hasn't been at the top of the list. Is that what you're inferring?
No, job security certainly hasn't been, because it's been a boom labour market where the supply has definitely not been able to match demand, and therefore workers have been very, very confident about securing another gig, looking elsewhere, and employers have been trying to lure a number of employees away through headhunting or using intermediaries to ensure that they're matching productivity gains that they can foresee. The biggest frustration across Australia and New Zealand for all employers is that they're not actually able to meet the productivity levels that they believe their business can reach if they had a better labour flow.
Okay. So there will be some wage increases, presumably. What sectors, what roles are more likely to offer higher wages?
So the data shows that I think in the wealth management space, which is it's a highly sought after area for high caliber individuals that are really at the top of their game, there's still an opportunity in that space for employees to try and get salary increases above what CPI would look like. Also, we've seen, you know, there's certain pockets in the tech and transformation industry with people with that type of skill set where there is an opportunity for them to get a pay rise above CPI as well. They're still highly, highly sought after in really specialist areas. And then you're looking at things like, and we obviously the cost of living crisis is also hitting businesses. And so organizations are trying to ensure that they've got highly qualified credit controllers in place to ensure that they are getting all of their bills and invoices paid.
Okay, what about the opposite side, the sectors where salaries certainly won't keep up with inflation?
Almost everything else, right. I think.
Shay, come on, pick it up. We need some good news. It was Christmas. No?
Yeah. If you look at the salary increases over the past 2 years, they've been significant, and organizations simply can't keep that going. It's unsustainable. If you looked at a 3-year cycle in terms of pay rises, I still think people would be getting above CPI, but I think it's 2024 as it might just not reach there. I think a lot of organizations are not going to get quite up to that level. I think most employees will still get a pay rise, but like I said, it might not match the cost of living increase.
Stay with me, Shay. We'll be back in a minute.
Sean, I love the idea of small business potential being unleashed.
Yeah, so do I, Michael. And Prosper knows that small business owners value speed and repayment flexibility when it comes to their financial needs.
Yeah, unlike traditional lenders, Prosper doesn't require a lengthy application process. They have funding options up to $500,000 with a fast online application and funding possible in hours.
That's why thousands of small businesses are thriving with the support of Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Make business happen. Visit prosper.com today. That's P-R-O-S-P-A.
Here's something for under the tree this Christmas. The limited edition Macca's Makers Building Set for just $36.95.
You can actually build your own mini McDonald's store complete with a glow-in-the-dark pylon.
Yeah, hey guys, turn off the lights. Oh wow, the golden arches glow in the dark.
Buy your limited edition Macca's Makers brick set for just $36.95 at your local Macca's, with all profits going to Ronald McDonald House charities.
While stocks last at participating restaurants, excludes the My Macca's app.
I'm speaking to Shay Peters, CEO of Robert Walters Australia and New Zealand. Let's go beyond remuneration, because I think what COVID taught us was that many of us like working from home or in hybrid arrangements. What about that? Is this going to be a battleground between employers and employees in the next few years? It just seems that we're kind of seeing it a little bit already.
Yeah, I think employers are actually starting to gain a little bit more control in that employment relationship dynamic. And therefore, they're able to be a little bit more demanding on when they want to see their employees in the office. I think all employers fully appreciate the need for flexible working. So I don't think flexible working is going away. But what I think we're going to get to is a middle ground where both employees and employers understand that there's certain times where employees need to be in the office to maximize productivity and innovation. Without presence sometimes, collaboration is hard to achieve, and therefore innovation is probably something that falls by the wayside where people are brainstorming. Mm-hmm. So I think that the dynamic, and there is a power shift coming into play here, and also employees are probably wanting to be seen more in the office, as job security is going to be one of the number one factors over the next 12 months. You know, being seen and being present, I think, is going to be advantageous for employees, and I think they understand that.
Surely we're not going to get back to where we were, though.
No. I think that the days are gone where a 5-day working week in the office is the norm. I simply don't think that's going to be the case. I think employers understand the need for flexible working. I think they can see it helps the well-being of their employees. It allows employees to maximize what I would probably classify as their holistic, or their life, as opposed to just their professional life. So there's a nice marrying of personal and professional life when you are able to work from home every now and then. So I think that's here to stay. I don't think that's going anywhere. We're seeing some organizations globally try and mandate 5-day working weeks, but I can't see that being a reality across ANZ.
Shay, I'm a few years older than you, decades probably, but I tell you what, the idea of going back to how I worked when I was 25 or 30 is just horrendous, and I don't think anyone should have to do that.
No.
What about AI? That's something I didn't ever worry about. Nowadays, I probably worry about a little bit. Will we start to see artificial intelligence affecting roles, productivity, and therefore salaries?
AI is definitely going to be a factor over the next 2 or 3 years. I think we're already seeing AI being used by a number of organizations to try and reach productivity gains where they might have had skill set gaps and where they might have had labor gaps. So AI is going to take a place. I think what we are seeing is organizations being smart around how they utilize their resources. And so they want high value tasks being done by high value resources. They don't want low value tasks being done by high value resources. And so AI definitely plays a part there, and so does the potential for outsourcing as well. That's another opportunity for organizations to have a look at to maximize productivity gains. But I think it's a case of the labor force, and we've seen it before over various centuries with the Industrial Revolution, et cetera, et cetera. Employees just need to change their skill set or upskill their skill set to what's going to be in demand from employers over the next period of time. So I think it's all positive. It doesn't mean there's going to be any less people in the workforce because of AI. It's just the jobs they're doing are going to change.
So that, I mean, as you say, that's probably no change over decades or over centuries. In fact, that's happened from the Industrial Revolution probably or whatever. What should people be thinking about then? If I'm in a job, how should they be thinking about AI?
I think they should be thinking around, like, where can they move their skill set to that is going to be of value to the organization? So I think if they think about low value tasks such as processing or transactional work, there might be a challenge there with AI coming into play, being able to take over some of that manual processing. If they're in a role that does that currently, it's where do they think that they can offer value to the organization moving forwards? Where are they seeing the organization starting to head? They should be proactive with their HR departments or their org design team around where they see opportunities in the future for employees, and then trying to upskill through, you know, various means of either further education or online courses, or there's lots of opportunities to upskill out there. And so I think overarchingly, employees shouldn't be scared of AI. It's just another form of progress. They just need to be thinking around what can they do moving forwards to enhance their skill set to be of value.
Okay, so just parking AI, what should employees do if they want to position themselves as good candidates for a promotion, for a pay rise, they want to look for a new job? Obviously, go to Robert Walters. That's clear.
Without a doubt.
That Dorothy Dix has just passed. What should they be doing to better position themselves?
Oh, I think they should be proactive. So they do not sit on their heels. I think they need to be proactive with their HR departments. HR will have a very good understanding of the demand for labor, where it's going to look, what it's going to look like in their organization over the next 2 to 3 years. Find ways where the organization may be able to support upskilling, because a lot of organizations will. And I think that's a real positive. I know specifically here we provide allowances for people to look at professional development, and that's just to ensure that we're moving our workforce in the right direction. But overarchingly, be proactive and communicate with your line manager and also with HR, because I think that people that are proactive, they're going to future-proof themselves.
Shay, thank you for talking to Fear and Greed.
No problem.
That was Shay Peters, Chief Executive Officer of Robert Walters, Australia and New Zealand. This is the Fear and Greed Business Interview. Join us every morning for the full episode of Fear and Greed, Australia's best business podcast. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your day. Join thousands of small businesses thriving with the support of Australia's number one online lender to small business.
Prosper. Make business happen. Visit prosper.com today. That's P-R-O-S-P-A.
Here's something for under the tree this Christmas. The limited edition Macca's Makers Building Set for just $36.95.
You can actually build your own mini McDonald's store complete with a glow-in-the-dark pylon.
Yeah, hey guys, turn off the lights. Oh, wow, the golden arches glow in the dark.
Buy your limited edition Macca's Makers brick set for just $36.95 at your local Macca's, with all profits going to Ronald McDonald House charities.
While stocks last at participating restaurants, excludes the My Macca's app.